Every day I'm hustling. 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 Every day I'm. Every day I'm. Every day I'm hustling.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Jules on the Hustle. Happy day after Super Bowl Sunday. It is currently Monday. It should be a national holiday because we all know everyone just partied it up yesterday. Hopefully you were socially distanced and being smart because we cannot afford to backtrack in our COVID rates. Anyway, this week we have two extremely special guests that have impacted so many lives tremendously, including myself. I actually first discovered them back in 2020 during quarantine. I was dealing with a lot of stress and anxiety and even depression, just trying to figure out my why. What motivates me every day? What would fulfill me completely? What would make me wake up and feel like I have a purpose to serve, that I can make a difference in this world? So I started listening to the Almost 30 podcast. And a few months later, I reached out to Lindsay and Krista. And I said, I would love to have you girls on the podcast, on my podcast. So this week, we got Lindsay Simsek and Krista Williams from the Almost 30 podcast, which is a top 50 podcast in the entire world. Honestly, well deserved. They are just, you know, speaking facts, raw, genuine, authentic facts. When you guys listen to their episodes, you feel like you're in the room with them. You feel what they're saying because you experience it. So just shout out to them for keeping it 100. Before we dive into the episode, guys, be sure to follow my podcast's Instagram page, Jules on the Hustle Podcast. You get all the behind the scenes. You can see the video of me interviewing Krista and Lindsay and just so much more. It kind of just takes the podcast to like a visual level. So it'll just be that much better. And also presenting this week, my two sponsors, VV Naturals and Golden Air. You will hear why I love these companies so much and why they've changed me.
Krista and Lindsay, wow, I can't believe this. This is happening. I'm so excited to have you girls from the Almost 30 podcast on here. It's a true honor. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much. What a gem. We're so excited to be here. It's just been such a pleasure getting to know you even before this. So I can't wait for our conversation.
Yeah, I can't wait as well. I discovered Almost 30, you know, during quarantine when I was trying to figure out my purpose and my why. And actually, I discussed in the last episode how I'm going to be discussing the why and the purpose going forward, but no one knew who I was going to have. So you two are going to help me talk about it and break it down. And I hope the people listening could really learn a thing or two the way I've learned from you two.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
That's amazing. We're
so proud of you that you've kicked off the pod. You know, I think that's truly half the battle, is to start something like that. So yeah, honored to be on the show.
Thank you. Can you guys just talk about what some of the major steps that were taken to find your why and why it was important too?
Yeah, I think, you know, finding your why is something I never thought about growing up or even in like college or just out of college. I always had a little bit of a gap when it came to knowing exactly why I was doing something. I was doing a lot of those things, whether it was theater, pursuing acting, because it's something I fell into very early on and a lot of people told me I should do it. So, yeah, I was missing my why. And I found my why in some of the hardest moments in my life, right? So for example, I went through a really bad breakup where I was acting completely out of character, broke his heart. It was very dramatic and just kind of depressing and something that, just kind of shifted my life because I thought I was going to be with him forever. And in the wake of that, I really learned how to, one, take care of myself, come back to myself, trust myself, and just be resilient. And in doing that, I was like, wow, like, I'm really powerful. You know, like, despite the challenges we can go through, I'm really, really powerful. And then started to meet people like Krista, where I was able to go deep with another woman and have healing conversations. And that why just kind of emerged out of knowing that I can trust myself and that I could also trust other people to support me in my healing as well. And that's just part of the why of almost 30. And I feel like my why is like ever evolving as I get to know myself better and better. But it's just such an important piece that I think people can use as just like a reflection point in their process. Yeah, it's been really important for us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I really relate to you. You know, before this, we were talking about how when you feel like you don't have the why, there's that yearning, you know, there's that like deep feeling of unrest and purposelessness. And I just remember going through most of my life really searching for my purpose. And I realized that a lot of that was well-intentioned with, you know, my final discovery of where I am now with almost 30 that I'm so grateful for. But a lot of that was also like me trying to find purpose in my life that I could have seen in front of me during the time. So now I know that each job that I had in the corporate world had purpose for almost 30. But during the time, I didn't know that. So if I would have had faith, I would have much more enjoyed my time when I was working all those jobs. But I really felt completely lost. And I didn't have a lot of faith. I didn't know if it was going to work out. I didn't know if I was going to be in jobs forever or if I was never going to find my purpose. But for me, it's been really important just to overall feel like I'm in service to the world and I'm in service to the gifts that I've been given by God. And, you know, that is like parts of my personality that I show on the podcast, that is my leadership, that is whatever gifts I've been given. I need to make sure that I'm using them to the best of their ability. And I also need to make sure that I'm in service in some way. So I think we could really pare down purpose to be less pressure, to be like, okay, what are my gifts? How can I exercise those every day? How can I serve others today? Maybe it's just calling my mom and telling her she was really great at making dinner for us when we were little. It doesn't have to be so intense as like serving thousands of people at an event where you're speaking and doing all these things. It can be really simple. And so I just really, you know, hope for people to really take the pressure off of the purpose and really just find meaning in their life in smaller ways.
That's incredible. And I know for myself, a lot of my anxiety and stress came from the uncertainty, just not really knowing what the future had to hold. Once you get there, you look back and it doesn't seem as bad, but not knowing what's in your future can get, you know, anxiety provoking and stressful. How did you guys deal with the anxiety and stress finding your why?
I met my anxiety later in life. I never considered myself to be super anxious, but I've kind of realized that I've always had that anxiety, but I was really good at covering it up. And actually, you know, in the last, I'd say like 2 years is when I really experienced some intense anxiety. And it was, I think, like my soul finally coming or me finally kind of meeting or getting closer to my soul. And she was just like, hey, you know, the way in which, for example, you're not communicating really well or truthfully with the people you love is actually creating a lot of dissonance and it's showing up as anxiety. So instead of feeling like I had to extinguish the anxiety, it was really about like, what is this showing me? Like, how can I work with the anxiety? And it's actually really beautiful because I do think like my anxiety made the why a bit clearer. It shows you a contrast where you're able to get to know yourself and it's, you know, a little bit better through that invitation. And also just trust that, you know, anything that you're feeling that feels a little bit like out of body or not like yourself, is definitely just a sign on that path to being clear about your why.
Yeah. And, you know, just the question on, you know, that feeling of anxiety and in sort of not being in the present moment, I think it takes something traumatic for a lot of people to realize that we actually don't have as much control over our reality as we think. And I've had my fair share of things, but I haven't had, you know, something as powerful as a death. But I've seen friends go through things like that. And it's such a reminder that we think that we have this control over what our life looks like, but we really don't. You know, we have the ability to manifest and the ability to be intentional and the ability to create a life that we love by being present, by being intentional. But there's really way less control than we actually think. So I think when we realize that, and then we can try our best to be in the moment as much as possible through meditation and through mindfulness practices and through getting our anxiety in check, it's really, really helpful. And I think that was what helped me the most to curb my anxiety and to really support those racing thoughts was really meditation.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I'd say the last 6 months now I've been meditating and it really has changed my life. I know you girls like to meditate, so thank you for spreading the word about the benefits of it. And like you said, living in the moment, that is huge. Since, you know, COVID started, I've decided to celebrate smaller victories or smaller accomplishments. And that kind of helps me stay present and, you know, just like being proud of maybe being healthy or having a close relationship with family members or a good friend, like you guys were saying, having each other, you know, having close relationships, even over Zoom is amazing, truly.
That's really important.
Yeah, we're all trained to, you know, listen to our hearts. And I just was wondering what you guys would say the difference would be between being impulsive and then spontaneous. Yeah, I don't know if you ever had that question.
I don't think we're trained to listen to our hearts. I totally see what you mean. I think that there's like the ideology where people are like, listen to your hearts. They say it as like a cliche almost. They're like, listen to your heart. But I don't think people actually know what listening to their heart means. And I think we get it twisted quite a bit. And I think, you know, for me, the time I listened to my heart and quit a job to pursue blogging full time, it probably was my heart, but it scared the crap out of me because it got me in a bunch of debt. I was like babysitting, serving, doing all these things. So I think we actually really listen to our heads too much. And if we knew what it felt like to listen to our hearts, it's actually really nuanced and really hard. And I have to practice it often and I don't get it right every time. Sometimes I miss, sometimes I'm like in my ego. Sometimes I'm not actually reaching my heart. But I think if we actually did train ourselves to be in our heart way more often, our life would just be so much better. But I think we're just so mind focused with the way that we live online, social media.
That's
all
huge.
Oh,
yeah.
Huge.
And I feel like living in your heart, like for me, as I've experienced it more and more, it's almost like an immediate knowing. And then the mind comes in. It's like, but what about this? It gets all logical and kind of places various roadblocks to actually experiencing it fully. For example, like moving to LA, it was very spontaneous, but I knew in my heart in that moment when I was working for SoulCycle at the time and they asked me to move, I just knew. And I said yes right away. An hour later, all of a sudden my mind just started to run like, well, what will I tell my family? And what about my roommate? And how will that actually work? And will I make money? You know, so it kind of rushed in. But in that moment, I just had that knowing. It was like a very heart open type experience. So I try to like remember those moments. Like, how did it feel? You know,
right.
Like,
How did it feel?
Yep. And what happened, you know, looking back on that experience, it opened up everything for me. You know, we wouldn't have almost 30 if I didn't move out to LA and meet Krista. So I try to remember those like very heart open, heart centered decisions and moments.
That's such a great point. Like all the steps you take and all the decisions you make kind of lead you, or for you guys, led you to almost 30 and then meeting each other and this incredible community you have built, essentially. To me, it feels like we're on one side of the bridge, the people finding their whys. And of course, you two are figuring things out in your lives. But to us smaller people, we see you guys as people that have figured it out. What advice would you give the others that are still figuring out like how they could fulfill their lives and have that purpose each day?
Yeah, I think on the point of having it figured out, I think I have it less figured out and the stakes feel higher, you know, than before. It's like I felt like I was just flailing around at my jobs, not knowing what was going on. And now I have it figured out on paper because I have my why, I have these deep, intimate relationships, and I have my support system. But every day I'm reminded that I don't have it figured out and that the work continues. So just offering that, you know, it's not as easy and glamorous and beautiful as people think. It feels really gut-wrenching at times. You know, it feels really challenging at times.
Yeah, and our lives are constantly evolving. So while you maybe figured out the career point, you have relationships, family, and things are constantly changing. So you're constantly like adjusting your why and like what's most important to you, I guess.
Yes, 100%. It's like one plate falls, you know, you're like, oh God, I've been juggling all these plates and then one falls, like right when something's really good, something can be challenging. But I think for everyone listening, you know, that feels like they don't have it all together or they don't, you know, have their life in check. I think being mindful about the ways in which you can support yourself to do so and taking it seriously. I think people don't feel worthy enough to take themselves seriously and that they deserve to feel supported. They deserve to feel like if they don't have purpose, they're on their way to purpose. Or if they don't have meaning, they're on their way to meaning. And if people would really sit down with themselves and be like, what could be potentially holding me back from feeling like I have a life that's meaningful or worthwhile? And what are the ways in which I've seen others maybe bring purpose in their life or have meaning in their life? And what things could I apply to mine? So I think people kind of just spin around in their stories most of the time. You know, I definitely did that. I was kind of in my story all the time, whatever that story was. And then as soon as I realized that it was a story and that I was really creating this reality based on my story. So if someone else has the story of their life is meaningless, then you can really pull up and see what you can do about it.
Absolutely.
On that point of those stories, like just noticing how you are perpetuating in everyday life. So if your story is, you know, I'm not making enough money in what I'm doing, I feel like there are definite confirmations of that in everyday life that are you're attracting by living in that story. And I think, you know, the ability to slow down and also like unplug from anything that might be confirming that, i.e. like going on Instagram and seeing that everyone is so successful and has their life together, you know, just being really mindful about how that's being confirmed in your everyday life, because
huge.
It's not true. And it's also like, how can you, to Chris's point, you know, really confirm and embody that it's coming and that it's happening rather than I don't have this. So living in that lack.
Definitely looking for the right affirmations rather than, you know, looking at Instagram and kind of judging yourself or where you're at based off of someone's Instagram. And having trustworthy, I guess, resources and people you can talk to. Now, that's really big. You guys have a almost 30 community. You do live shows. You have memberships. You have workshops. Can you just talk about, you know, the feedback you've gotten from the community and how much you've really helped people, including myself?
Aww. Feels a little gratuitous to do so, you know, because I think you'll probably say everything that we would need to say and more at the beginning and just, you know, your energy through this. But I think the feedback in general has really been that people have felt alone in their spiritual journey, or they felt alone in these feelings of like not having purpose or not having deep female friendships or feeling like they're made for more, but they don't know what to do with that energy. I think that there's a lot of commonalities and common themes that we go through our 20s and 30s that weren't talked about until Lindsay and I started to have the conversations really publicly and honestly. So it's been a relief for many to come together and find that they're not the only ones, and then hopefully to come to almost 30 and find the tools and resources to really make a change you know, for the better.
Hustlers, recently I got an Apple Watch. It's great, you know, I'm constantly on the go, I'm active. The only problem is that my Apple Watch did not always match my outfit or reach my fashion standard. I turned to Goldenaire. They have the cutest leather bands with studs, cool metal bands, and their new fancy crystal pave band is literally perfect for Valentine's Day. I even got some matching bracelets for an entire modern jewelry set, so my arm looks literally on fleek. If you don't have an Apple Watch and you have a Samsung or Garmin smartwatch, they have bands just for you. These bands can withstand sweat and your hustle. That's why I love these bands and want my hustlers to get them. They can withstand anything you do, and that's exactly what we need. Guys, go to goldenaire.com, Goldenaire, G-O-L-D-E-N-E-R-R-E. Use code JULES20 for 20% off your order, plus free shipping and free returns. But guys, Goldenaire will make you guys look so fashionable and just up that Apple Watch game. Enjoy.
So like I mentioned earlier, you travel around to different cities, go to live shows. What is it? What was it like connecting with the community, like in real life versus maybe online?
It's the best. I mean, no one told us to go out on tour. So 2018, Krista and I decided that we just wanted to meet our audience in person. We had been hearing from them so much in the Facebook group, and just knowing that people were listening all over the world, we're like, let's just go and meet them. And so we started small, and we would have events at WeWork. We partnered with them, and then slowly but surely we grew, and then we're selling out theaters, and it was really exciting to be doing more live shows in big cities. But the one-on-one connection for me is like something I just will always remember, having conversations after the shows with our listeners just about how the show has impacted them, or just their personal stories of like growth and, you know, really moving through these periods of their life that we talk about on the show, whether it's like spiritual awakening or finally taking ownership of their health and getting really healthy and feeling good in their bodies, or, you know, mending their female friendships, tending to that wound, and the list goes on. So it's just really impactful to see that, you know, Krista and I started this because we really needed this. You know, it was something that we wanted to see and experience in the world. And the fact that it's touching other people is just incredible and continues to inspire us. And that's really what inspired the membership. And it's a space where we can kind of take it to that next level and integrate all of these things that we're so interested in and learning about, and be able to support one another along the way.
From what I've seen in these memberships, you actually get to like Zoom with you two. Is that how it works?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're going to come, right?
Like, yeah, I'm coming.
You got a sneak peek, basically. Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
So we'll do like membership hangs and Q&A, and we really want everyone to connect. Like, there's so many people that feel like you, and for us to be together in community with other people that have like the same value system is really beautiful. And so we'll have workshops and extra episodes and early release things. It'll just be a beautiful place for Lindsay and I to feel like channel our energy this year. You know, we felt like we did tour, we did events, we did all these things all over the place, and we really wanted a central hub for everything that was almost 30.
Do you guys think that hopefully post-COVID you'll go and tour again to live shows?
Mm-hmm. That's yeah. the hope. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the hope.
Yeah, wow. It's like when I listen to you guys talk on the podcast, it, like you said, it's this like genuine, raw conversation, or many conversations you have with each other, but we just get to hear them and kind of feel like we're not alone. There's so many things, like whether it's social media, Instagram, or other podcasts, where people really sound like they've got it all down and everything's all hunky-dory, but you guys keep it real, and it's really impactful in a positive way.
Oh, good. Thank you. Powerful. I'm glad you feel that way. Yeah, we never want to be not authentic to like what's going on with us and how we're feeling, so we try and share the lows just as much as the highs.
That's brilliant. So this is a little bit deeper, but what's the most important thing you've learned in your life? And what was your life like before learning it and then after?
I love these questions.
I didn't think about these or anything.
Oh, yay. I think mine was, I love the saying, wherever you go, there you are. And I feel like this really hit me when I was living in Chicago and I just had such terrible anxiety. And I remember I was traveling quite a bit during that time, like to get out of the Chicago. And I remember there was like cheap flights on Spirit Airlines. I would like go to Denver on the weekends for like $50, all these things. And I remember I would just keep traveling around and I would keep going out and I kept doing all these things, but it never got me away from my loop thoughts and it never got me away from myself. Like, even if I was driving somewhere, even if I was at work, even if I was at home, even if I was with people, I never could get away from myself. And that's what really I was trying to do. So it just really struck me that it really is the work to be at home with yourself and to be at peace with yourself. And that's where life becomes beautiful. And as the world gets crazy and chaotic, and no matter what's going on outside, if you're at peace with yourself inside, that's all that matters.
Genuinely at peace. I feel like so many people can pretend that they're in peace or can put a good smile, but when you're really feeling good in the inside, nothing else like truly, truly matters. You know, if you feel good about yourself and you know you're doing the right things, usually is helpful.
Mm-hmm. So true. I think for me, it's been so much about communication. So like you said, you know, you were in therapy earlier today. And
oh yeah. I'm very open about it. I believe in it wholeheartedly. I have a great therapist.
Oh, I'm so happy. Yeah. It's, and what, you know, what I've uncovered in therapy is, those moments and dynamics in childhood that kind of, contributed to me feeling like I couldn't say how I felt, like truly say and express how I felt. And it makes sense, you know, I think that's why therapy and or, you know, looking at that early childhood experience is so helpful, because I just have compassion for that part of me. And so the work has become a little bit easier because I know that that like inner child is somewhat always a part of my experience. But, you know, it's just shown up so clearly in my intimate relationships. So with Krista, with my boyfriend, with my parents, with my best friends, you know, back home, it is more important than ever that I am being myself, expressing myself, being truthful, because I owe it to them and I owe it to myself, you know? So, that's something I'm still, you know, working through and just really, really mindful of, but I've just seen my relationships deepen when I'm able to do that more consistently. And it's cool to see it reflected back to me by people that I love. They're like, wow, like I never heard you say that. And that really touched me, or that inspired me, or I feel like I'm closer to you. So you get feedback in real time as you work on these really hard, hard things.
Lindsay, I relate to that so much because, you know, growing up as a tennis player, as a junior, I actually didn't even attend regular high school. I had to, you know, learn out of a computer doing distance learning. So it was a tough, like, unique life, I'd say, traveling around, competing. I had to face, you know, a lot of adversity early on, but I do feel like that has made me a compassionate person today. I feel like in that regard, I'm like maybe kinder to people, whether it's like my boyfriend or my family. Like, I feel like I am a very good daughter to my parents, but I think that's, I learned these skills through, you know, some difficult times on the tennis tour early on. So it just really opened my eyes and showed me that I just want to be a kind-hearted person. So I relate to you fully there.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Damn, and this
I
one
I want to see you play tennis. I'm excited.
Can we play tennis together for fun?
I'd love that. You could teach it. Me.
Yeah. Yes, anytime. I'll come out to California whenever. You guys are in Cali still, right?
Yes.
I'll come just to see you guys.
Perfect. done.
Of course.
Between COVID-19 rocking our world and trying to discover my why every single day, I'm anxious, I'm stressed, my hair is falling out, and my overall health is just deteriorating. But that's when I turned to VV Naturals. Their hair gummy called Daily Vibrant has CBD, multivitamin, and biotin, which is great for hair health and promotes volume. I also started using their serum called Root 66. Guys, these products help boost your overall energy, your health, your wellness, your beauty. My hair and nails and skin, hustlers, they have never looked better and more shiny. I am actually glowing. Finally, it's about time. So VV Naturals is great if you're stressed, if you want something nutritious and truthfully delicious. These vitamins are so good. And their ingredients are patented. Guys, go to vivinaturals.com. VIVINATURALS and check them out. You will not be sorry. Let's get healthy, hustlers.
If you could have these are weird questions, but if you could have dinner with three people that could be alive or dead, who would it be and why? I'm thinking about my three as we speak.
Who are your three?
Oh, I have to should have had it planned.
Okay,
I don't
together.
Okay, we'll all think together.
I would say
I got one. Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
Someone really paid me a great compliment and said I might look like her a little bit. But
oh
I don't
my God, I could see it.
Totally.
You see it?
Yes.
Oh,
I
that's
see it.
Really nice.
You have a dinner and you say, "What's up, twin?" The twins dinner.
Yeah. That would be ideal.
I would love to have dinner with my grandpa who I haven't met. He's passed, but like that always fascinates me. Just someone that is in my family that I haven't met, but they had such an influence on, you know, my dad or people that are very close to me. So that would be
right.
One.
Well, that's huge. That's a good,
really
one.
Good one. It's like Russell Brand is one of my favorites. I love Russell Brand. I think he's just so powerful and impactful. Kanye West. Kanye West fan. I just like you would be entertained if anything. So I just find his perspectives interesting. Mm-hmm. And
did you listen to him on the Joe Rogan podcast?
Oh yes.
Of course.
Yeah. I was like home. I sat home and watched it. It was just it was so sweet. It was just so sweet. And then the other third one, who am I like loving right now? I think I'd like to add like a
Jesus.
Actually, Jesus. There you go. Actually, that's perfect.
That's perfect.
That's a good call.
I'm good
like
with that.
Ascended master, like yeah. Buddha. Actually, Buddha probably wouldn't talk. That's what's hard is some of the like masters are so zen they wouldn't speak.
That's so true. So
but still, just to see them in their presence, good enough, right?
Yes. Or like Cleopatra, or like Nefertiti, like a cool Egyptian goddess or something would be dope.
Totally.
You're good at thinking on your toes. I still only have one.
I know. There you go. Jen Aniston. You should probably do Brad. And then you should probably do Angelina. And just do them three at one once and see what happens. He's like the standard, I think.
Yeah.
He's like rugged, but also can be so.
He's like transcended. Now it's like a saying. You're like, oh, the Brad. Like you're Brad. You think you're Brad Pitt or like they're Brad
exactly.
Pitt. Yeah. It's like a phrase now, which is
basically. That's when you know you made it.
Yes.
I'm like blanking. There's so many people I would say.
Maybe there's like a tennis star that you love.
Ooh.
Yeah. Who's your tennis hero?
Coach.
Oh, it's hard. I'm really competitive in tennis. So I'm my favorite tennis. I was kidding.
You're like me.
Yeah, I'd like to have dinner with myself. I'm inspired by Serena, but overall she's not my favorite. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Roger Federer.
Yeah, of course.
Roger Federer, he's
OG.
He's the best.
Yes.
As far as musicians or artists, I've been loving Dua Lipa. I think she's really good.
Yeah.
I love her music.
She's cool.
I'd pick you two as well.
There we go.
But I already, now I get to cross this one off.
Yeah. So us over Dua Lipa and Jennifer.
Yeah.
Just us there and Roger.
Oh, of course. Just you three. Two and Jennifer all set.
Okay, perfect.
Fine.
Perfect.
Would you guys be all right if Jennifer joined us for dinner?
I guess.
I would be all right.
All right. So we're going to finish this episode off with a game. I created this game just for you guys. It's nothing crazy exciting, but just some questions to get to know you guys better and the audience to get to know you guys better. But so first question, favorite city you've traveled to? Or your favorite vacation spot?
I liked Marrakesh, I think.
And Morocco. I was going to say Chefchaouen.
Chefchaouen's dope.
The blue city. The whole city's blue.
Yeah.
It's on Marrakesh?
Yes. Or Chefchaouen's cool.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Is someone going to say Lake George? I think someone should be saying Lake
George. Oh, wait, do you go to Lake George?
It's my favorite spot. I go there all the time.
Oh my gosh, that makes my heart happy.
And I also read that you love it. Yeah.
it's the most beautiful, peaceful. Yeah. It's truly heaven.
What's your guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure. Mine is YouTube, like trash. I like, there's like some trashy people on YouTube that I enjoy. When I just need to turn off, I can fully get on board with some questionable YouTube. So that's definitely mine.
Ooh,
that's a good one. What's my guilty?
A tough one.
I always blank on these guilty pleasure. Mm-hmm. I love, if we're talking about what we watch, I mean, like a chef's table. So I kind of like something that I can like turn off my brain. It's visually stimulating.
Mm-hmm. Not stressful.
Not stressful at all.
Yeah. That's why, what was it? Top Chef. I used to love Top Chef because it's just like it's the right type of stress.
Yep.
You're totally. Like, are they going to get this cooked in time?
Yeah, totally.
Good
Will
balance.
That pasta be tender? And it's not like murder stress. Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. What about a current song you have on repeat?
I've been listening to this band called Elevation Worship.
Whoa, never heard of that.
And they're just groovy. They're pretty like groovy. So I've been listening to that. And the one I've been listening to is called Rattle. And then Testimony's good. And then there's one called Elevation Rhythm called Quiet. Mm. That's pretty fun. I like Sunday Service by Kanye. And I love Frank Ocean is always like number one.
Yeah, I was just
Krista, thinking, you're so good with, you know, thinking like quickly.
So
it's impressive. Wow.
Try.
I'll add Beautiful Chorus. It's just like a nice little meditation moment, or I just like to have it on in the background. It's just a cappella, like four women, beautiful voices singing. And yeah, Sunday Service, I'll echo that. We're trying to get some just very positive vibrations all around
there
us.
You go. Love the positive vibrations. A food you never get sick of.
Pasta.
Cookies.
Ooh.
There's like never a bad cookie. I love, I could eat 100 cookies at one time. Cookies are the best. What about you?
What's your top cookie?
Oh my God. I love those ones from the grocery store that are like the sugar cookies with the M&Ms in them. And they're so soft. It's like illegal. Yeah. They're like,
oh my gosh. I know.
So soft with M&Ms. I just honestly, there's truly nothing better.
I love Oreos. Those are my favorite cookies. Yes.
100%.
Pasta, any carb, so pizza, pasta,
breads, like breadsticks are bomb. Oh, could eat 400 breadsticks.
Totally.
So good. Yeah, any carbs. I like sweets though. I'm like a sweets person.
I'd say I'm more of a salty person, like anything like really salty. This is bad, but I love like french fries.
I feel that.
Yeah, we're talking all bad things. So.
All bad things.
Welcome. Where's your favorite fries? Where are they from?
Oh, favorite fries. Oh man, now.
Don't mess this up.
Yep.
Now I can't mess this up. Now I'm really thinking. You guys put me on
Moms?
The spot.
Yeah.
No.
McDonald's, Burger King.
You know, I actually avoid McDonald's, Burger King. I like Shake Shack. Oh yeah, Shake Shack, absolutely.
Shake Shack.
Or Even like I like Chick-fil-A fries.
Waffle fries, yes.
Oh, so good. I was going to say something before. I totally blanked out, but I guess it wasn't that important. We're talking about fries and all that good stuff.
And how you don't eat McDonald's. I think you said that.
Yeah. Huh. I don't. Pasta. I don't know. Must have not been that important. all right. So coffee or nap? Well, that really, did you hear that? Coffee? Coffee.
I heard that actually. It
was a New York accent. Whoa. Yeah. That was strong. Coffee or nap when tired? Or both? Ooh.
Love this question, actually. I'd say I'm, what I would like to do is nap. What I do is not coffee. I'll just
power through.
You know, I think I take naps on weekends. I used to be able to take naps during the day, but we don't take naps during the day, unfortunately. But I only have coffee maybe right now. I only have coffee maybe twice a week, three times a week, but I do enjoy it. But I've never been like someone that does it in the afternoon because I'll be up all night. Yeah.
Yeah. I just do one cup in the morning. Mm-hmm. I'm not a good napper, but I would love to be a good napper someday soon.
What about like if you have an afternoon crash, you don't have a second cup of coffee, maybe matcha, tea, nothing?
It's usually because I'm dehydrated if I have a crash. So I try to up the water.
I'll do like some drinks that we have, skin tea has caffeine. So I'll do like maybe a different beverage that's not coffee with some caffeine if I really need it. But I just find it makes me more tired sometimes when I do that. So I'll try and just walk or get outside, like fresh air. Walking usually wakes me up, so I try and go like the natural route if I can. And if I'm so tired, I'll go to bed at 8. I have no shame in going.
Yeah, no shame in that.
Go to bed at 8. It's the best.
For some reason, when I have an afternoon coffee, like I still like if I'm feeling tired, I still feel tired. Just my heart races faster, but I'm still like sleepy.
It's torture. So I'm like, I don't like that. I was like, I'm done with this. This is so stupid.
Early bird or night owl? Sounds like early bird, but I could be wrong.
Early birds.
Early Ditto. Birds forever.
Oh, yeah.
What time do you get up?
I'd say anywhere between 6:30 and 7:30. I know it's not that early, but.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
it's great. Oh, that's good?
That's a great time, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about you
two? The cats wake me up at 5. No, the cats wake me up at 5.
Yeah, oh, that is real early bird. Real early.
Real early. It's not my... It's not my ideal. And they take turns meowing until I get up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one will come on the bed and meow and be like, meow, meow, meow. And then the other will, like, leave and they'll take shifts. And they'll be like, meow, meow, meow. It's like, the cutest torture ever. And it will get old quickly, but for now, it's still cute.
Still cute. No problem going to bed early. I don't mind that at all.
Oh, same. It's the best. Because I realized at some point in my life, I'm like, what am I doing past 9 anyways that's worthwhile?
Truly.
You know,
besides twiddling Instagram. Yeah,
just on my phone. I was watching TV. Like, I wasn't doing anything that was really meaningful. So going to bed early, it often can help people cut out toxic habits too.
Yes.
Really just resting. Preach. Yeah.
That is huge. I feel like all the toxicity can happen after like 9 o'clock when you're slowing down, you're winding down on that phone, you're decreasing the melatonin in your head, or I don't know where that happens, but the melatonin. And so, yeah, it just goes downhill. But how about love language? What's your love language?
I love words of affirmation and physical touch are like my two. But I think words of affirmation are really important to me.
Yeah, I like physical touch. Mine used to be words of affirmation, but I'm realizing it's not as much now, I guess. I think it was like early in our relationship it was, and now it's quality time, I would say. Like, you know.
Ooh. Do you think it just depends on the phase you are in life or in your relationship?
I think mine has maybe. Because... it's weird, like not like it's a thing, but for me, it's like when I was younger, I was very words of affirmation. Mm. And now, because we're out of that like words of affirmation focused phase.
Totally. Yes.
For 8 years. And so for 4 years, whatever, we used to be like, rah, 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 like, and now we're just more having really good quality time. But when you're long distance, you have to have.
Yeah, I think it's that.
Yeah.
It's like, it's almost. To me, words of affirmation is like I can be codependent. And so communication yes. is like that words of affirmation. So it's yes. like for him to say, hey, I need like 2 hours. I'm going to go do something by myself. And that almost is like affirming to me that it's not me. Mm-hmm. So it's like that type of words of affirmation. Mm-hmm. I don't need him to be like, I love you. You're amazing. Blah, 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 blah. Cause I know that's real, but it's like the communication piece that yeah. I really appreciate where it's like, hey, like I really appreciated that you did this or, you know,
considerate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That type of stuff.
For sure. Cheers. I mean, I'm like a mix of all of that, but I'd say the main two for me, words of affirmation still, and the quality time and physical. Those three were super close. I'd say, I think the top two were words of affirmation and gosh, I can't remember if it was quality time or physical. It could have been one or the other, but I know acts of service and what's the last one?
Gifts.
Gift. Yeah. Those two, I think, were further down for me.
I think when I'm married with kids, I'll be like acts of service. Mm-hmm. Acts of freaking totally. Service.
So, oh, yeah. Bringing coffee to bed.
Yes. Doing taking the laundry, care of the putting stuff oh. away. Mm-hmm. And I think when you're at a different phase in my life, I might be gifts. You know, maybe when I'm like really rich, I can mm-hmm. be like, yes, here's my gift.
Yes. I see on Instagram, you know, some girls, they just flaunt these gifts and more gifts and more gifts. Mm-hmm. And maybe their love language is gift giving. But at the end of the day, maybe it is totally fulfilling for them. I just can't see that being totally fulfilling for me if that was it, you know?
Completely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just priorities for people. You know, whatever people's priorities are, that's never been that interesting to me. But I think for other people, it might be their love language.
Exactly. The last one I have for you is favorite way to relax at the end of the day.
I love getting in my comfies. Mm-hmm. I love like cooking and just setting aside time to really be like with my food. So it's like making food or whether it's ordering, but just like really not working at the same time or being on my computer. And I love like whether it's a shower or a bath, I don't know, in the past year I'm like it's an experience mm-hmm. for me. I normally would be so quick, but now I really take it as kind of that opportunity to wash anything literally from the day that I just don't need anymore and to delineate between work day and downtime and getting ready for bed.
Self-care
baby.
Yeah, a good bath is nice. I really do love a bath at the end of the day. I like to take a walk. I really like to move my body just a little bit at the end of the day. It's really nice. And then anytime I can just connect with Justin, you know, whatever we're doing, if we're relaxing, if we're just talking, if we're hanging out with the cats, I just find that to be really nice. But sometimes it feels like because I go to bed so early, like I'll start reading around 8:30 or 9. It's like, I'm like, where is my night? You know, if you finish yeah. work a little mm-hmm. later, you're like, wait, did I have a nighttime? Yeah. So I'll usually, if I have more of a self-care moment, it's usually more in the morning when I get up. But yeah, it's so important to wind down at the end of the day.
It's so important. And even like the smallest things for me, self-care or unwinding at the end of the day is actually remembering to moisturize my face after, you know, a shower. In the winter, like for me, my lips are always hurting. So using like lots of chapstick before bed. And I like to meditate before bed. So, you know, self-care for me and moisturizing and meditation, I'd say, would be my answer.
Meditation at night's the best. You mm-hmm. sleep so much better.
Much better.
I love that when you're just like, you're like, and then you're meditating, you just lay down, and you're like, yes. Slip on into this. It's the best feeling.
I don't usually make it through the whole thing. Yes. Sometimes I fall asleep in the middle.
That's okay. I love it.
But wow. Having you two on here was truly an honor. I learned a lot. I'm going to be re-listening to this episode to learn some more. I know the listeners, we call them the hustlers because it's Jules on the Hustle. I'm sure they've learned a lot as well. thank you so much for joining me today.
Amazing. So this was so fun.
Thank you. This was a joy to meet you, and hopefully we get to see you in person one day, but proud of you for launching the pod and having these conversations. Much needed.
Yeah, you're the best. Great job.
Oh, thank you so much, guys.
So that was Krista and Lindsay. Such an honor to have both of these girls on the podcast. They're so impactful and just very comforting to be around. You could actually hear my voice is super like relaxed and zen just talking to them. I was listening back to this episode because it's kind of like therapy for me listening back. And I just sound like I was gonna fall asleep. Not because I was disinterested, but because I'm just genuinely relaxed around them. So that's kudos to them to have that, you know, effect on me. I just found it very impactful that, you know, they seem like they have it all figured out, but they were honest and raw with us that, you know, as people, we're constantly evolving and changing, whether it's your career or your relationships or just your mental health. There's always things you want to work on, and we're constantly figuring out what fulfills us and why we do what we do. Shout out to Krista and Lindsay. Be sure to follow their podcast, Almost 30. They have these incredible workshops that you can be a part of as well and be a part of the Almost 30 community and nation. If you guys enjoyed this episode, please follow my Instagram page, Jules on the Hustle Podcast. Rate and review this podcast on Apple or any other platform you use to listen to your podcasts. It really helps, you know, my podcast get out there and heard. So I appreciate you all, guys. We will see you next week on Jules on the Hustle. Bye-bye.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.